welcome to yet another phenomenal guest on the Pivot by Faith podcast. I am so excited to be able to introduce to everyone Ms. Melissa Rolfs. And Melissa is a holistic health and life coach. And Melissa touches so many people with what she does. And I know that she is going to touch us today with her testimony and sharing the things that she does in her career as a life coach. So I just want to welcome Melissa to Pivot by Faith. Welcome, Melissa.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Melissa and I were talking before we started recording about our enthusiasm levels, and I'm just so glad to have encountered someone else who is excited as I am. So I tell her, even though I drink a lot of coffee, I usually am like this even without the coffee. So I think she is too. So she understood exactly what I was talking about. So kindred spirits here. So I feel like I am in the company of someone who understands my personality. So that is excellent. But Melissa, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time out to spend time on the Pivot by Faith show to share your testimony. So I just want to start off by asking you to share with all of us who you are and what you do.
Sure. Well, I'm a wife and a mom. We have a 15-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son. And then in addition to that, I'm a holistic health and life coach, and I help women and teenage girls find freedom from the struggle with food. So a little bit about me.
Okay, excellent. So you said you help them find freedom from food, did you say?
Yeah, the struggle with food. Struggle with food and body image and weight, and it's bondage that God doesn't want us to have. So I really help them find freedom from that.
Excellent. So do you focus just with the youth, or this is with anyone?
It's mainly moms, and then teenage girls is a new avenue that God has put in my lap in the last year. So I'm doing both right now.
Excellent. So tell us a little more about the struggles that you're referring to, that you're helping them be released from that type of bondage.
I think there are so many body image issues that come towards women in today's culture, telling them they need to look a certain way or be a certain size or be a certain weight in order to be beautiful or approved or popular, or when I look a certain way, then I'll be happy. And those are all lies. Like, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are made in the image of God. And we really don't know how to honor our temples. We don't know how to listen to our bodies. We don't know how to nourish our bodies with food. A lot of times we will go towards food when we're stressed or overwhelmed or anxious instead of going to Him and letting Him help us navigate those things. So there's a lot of things that kind of creep in there towards women and girls struggling with food, from the diet industry to not knowing what foods work for them and just really feeling confused and taking up a lot of mental space that it doesn't need to take up.
Right. And, you know, with social media being a factor in so many people's lives of all ages, in particular, our young people, the teenagers, the younger generations, I feel like they are particularly, encountered with the stereotypes and what the media says about looking a certain way.
100%. And so much of what we see on social media might not even be true. I mean, how much of it has been manipulated or photoshopped or edited? And it's like, just be real.
Exactly. You know, I can recall, I know this was during a different time when I was a teenager in early 20s, but I can remember always being on a diet. I was always on some sort of diet, whether it was some sort of fad diet, or I wasn't eating something, or I was trying to lose weight by not eating certain foods. And even in high school, I can remember not eating breakfast, not eating lunch. And even at lunchtime, maybe having a bag of chips, and that's all I would eat. And until I got home that evening when I would eat dinner at home. And so I really was only eating maybe one meal a day in many cases. And I know that's not healthy. I certainly don't do that now. But I can recall when I was much younger, always being so overly self-conscious about how I looked and what size I was. What are you seeing with the younger people? Are you seeing those kinds of things?
Very similar things. Or then there's also the group that maybe they don't know how to handle not feeling comfortable and confident. And so they're looking to food to kind of make themselves feel better. So it's kind of both and, right? Like they feel like they are not thin enough. And so they won't eat and they'll do all the diets like you described, because that's what I did too. And then you've got this other group who they don't know how to handle things. And so they're turning to food to look for relief or to feel better.
Right. Yeah. So this is a powerful journey that you are going on, and a calling. I can tell it's a calling that you feel motivated to reach out to this particular population of people. What motivates you to do this?
I think it's my own journey and my own story and my own struggle with food, and knowing, you know, that verse in Revelation, I believe it's 12:11, that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So in order for people to overcome, not only do they need Jesus and the blood of the Lamb, but they need the word of our testimony. And so we have to be active in putting it out there and testifying for people to be able to overcome. Because if we have had all these things happen that he's done in our lives and we're quiet about it, who gets helped? Nobody.
Right. That's right. That is so true. You know, with you having your own testimony, that will resonate with the people that you're helping. There's nothing like having somebody who's been down that path that is helping you, that understands what you're going through. What are some things that as adults, maybe we had these things happen in our childhood and, you know, we carry them into our adulthood. What are some positive affirmations that you have encountered that we can keep in mind to help us with our daily eating habits to be healthier in our eating?
Yeah, I think just knowing that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Like, I think that is top of mind, because when something is a temple and you know that it's his, I think you steward it well, you care for it well, you honor it, you respect it, you just treat it differently than you would something that isn't as significant or maybe of value or of importance. So I think just remembering that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit is really powerful. And then I also love that verse. I believe it's in 3 John 2, and it talks about, dear brothers, I pray that you are in health as your soul is prospering. So the soul prospering is important, but the health is just as important. Like, there's equal weight assigned to both of those. So I think just knowing that God wants us healthy, he wants us whole, he wants us free, because if we're not, then we can't live out the call in our lives. And so if you want to be about his business and the kingdom, you've got to be healthy and able to do that. If you're sick and tired, you can't.
That's exactly right. We can't do God's work if we're sick. And, you know, and it sounds like that's something that is within our power to manipulate, you know, by putting healthy things into our body, viewing our bodies as temples. We can then be able to do more for God's kingdom.
100%. Yes. And I love that every time there's a story in the Bible with healing, there's always action associated with it. Like the woman who'd been bleeding for years had to touch Jesus' robe. You know, the man who had been, I don't remember what his injury was, but I remember Jesus said, pick up your mat and walk. Like, there's action required with healing.
Right.
In the Bible. Not in Melissa's world, in the Bible.
And that puts it back on us then, that we have to be motivated to make this change in order to achieve this level of health.
Absolutely.
Wow. So we found out, so we know now your motivation for you doing what you do and the people that you have touched, the lives that you have touched in doing that. So tell us how you do that, your business, your coaching. Tell us about what you do and how people can learn more about what you do.
Yeah, so I have a 12-week program that really is focusing on our habits, our relationship with food, maybe some things from our past where woundedness has crept in, and how do we forgive and heal and move on from that? Because all of this affects our relationship with food and our bodies and our lives. So it's really looking at the whole picture of food, body, life, and then integrating, like, where do these beliefs come from? Where do these habits come from? And how do we do the work necessary to change those habits? Because all we know is what we know. We don't know otherwise. And so it's really kind of changing beliefs and habits to get us on that healthy trajectory to be free, to be who God made us to be. So I have a 12-week program called Finding Freedom, where we go through all of that.
Wow. And I think you mentioned that this is for mothers and the daughters as well. And so you're targeting females, but you're targeting it from a family perspective too.
As of lately, yes, that this is new. I'm still navigating that piece.
Okay.
Because there are two separate programs. I've got one for the moms and then one for the daughters. Because sometimes the mom needs the support, the daughter doesn't. And sometimes the daughter needs the support and the mom either doesn't, or maybe she's not ready for that yet. So two different things, but the same mission, vision, overall goal.
Excellent. Excellent. And so speaking on your role as an entrepreneur and having started your business, what could you share with those who are witnessing your testimony today? What would you share as some tips and strategies if they're interested in starting a business? Maybe they're hesitating, maybe they're not sure what to start. Share with them what they can do to get started.
Well, I have learned that prayer is so foundational, and being still before the Lord is a game changer, not only for life, but also for business. So that's a huge, if you know of the story of the jar of rocks, you want to put the big rocks in to make room for all the things in the jar. Prayer and hearing from the Lord is a big rock to put in your jar.
Yeah.
But I think too, you know, making time and space and really being quiet, I think that's really pivotal, because I think we live in such a culture and a society that glorifies the hustle and busyness. But when you're busy, you're not focused. And without vision, the people perish. You've got to keep that vision top of mind. You've got to know where you're called and who you're called to and serve them. And if you're busy and not making time to kind of strategize and make a plan, you're just kind of on this never-ending hamster wheel. So I think those are two big things. I think the next thing is to give yourself permission to test and try lots of things, because it's really easy, especially as a new entrepreneur, like, oh, I tried that and it didn't work. And then we just scrap it. And then we like move on to the next thing. But if we could step back and maybe dissect, well, this didn't work, or maybe it was this piece, and kind of diagnose what didn't work rather than just throwing out the baby with the bathwater, if you will. So I think those are some key things that have been helpful for me that I wish I had known sooner.
Yeah, I think all of us who have started a business or some sort of entrepreneurial project have learned things that we said, you know, if I had known that before I got started, this would have been so much easier. But hearing from people such as yourself with the expertise and the knowledge and the experience, and you've done it, and what you're doing, you're reaching so many people for such a good cause. This kind of information is so beneficial to all of us to be able to learn about what you do and how you've done it. And also just hearing the biblical foundation for the reasons that you do what you do. It really is powerful and is motivating all of us. So before we wrap up this podcast, can you share with all of us how we can learn more about you, any websites or social media or anything like that?
Sure. I'll just send you to one place where it's all at. It's my website. It's free, number two, the letter B, coaching.com. So freebcoaching.com. And you can find all my social links there. I've got freebies. I've got a book. I've got podcasts. It's like the hub.
That's excellent. And that makes it so much easier when you have that one place to go to find everything. And we'll make sure that we put this in, within this video, and also in the podcast description as well, so everybody will be able to find it. But Melissa, thank you so much for sharing your time and your expertise today on this podcast. I know that everyone has gotten a great deal out of it. I know I have. And it's inspiring to see your mission and your vision for your business, because you're helping so many people. So thank you for all that you do. And thank you for sharing it with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. And thank you for your podcast, because you are serving so many people who need the message and the encouragement and the inspiration, because sometimes it can be tough out there. So love that you're providing a space to encourage and uplift people in what they're doing. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you for tuning in to the Pivot by Faith podcast. Please know how much your prayers and support for this podcast are appreciated. If you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to leave a review and let me know what you enjoyed and what touched your spirit today. Be sure to visit my website at denisenixon.com to learn more about the podcast guests and to receive notifications of new podcast episodes and special video clips that you'll find when you subscribe to the Pivot by Faith YouTube channel. And to all of my fellow entrepreneurs out there, remember, You've got this because God has got you. Peace, grace, and blessings to all. Keep praising God Almighty in the name of Jesus. And let's connect again with the next episode of Pivot by Faith.